Israeli startup Climax strives to set a new standard in ecological tourism, providing a platform for designing, building and marketing eco-resorts. Reporter Nomi Segel heard more from Climax founder Nachshol Cohen.
Climax is essentially a platform that enables any landowner that has the passion for tourism and for hosting and for experience to be able to create a professional eco-resort on his land based on the partnership with Climax. So Climax is basically consisted of professionals with long and extensive experience in the tourism and hotel industry. And we bring our expertise to the simple landowner that without an assistant find a lot of difficulties and challenges in first designing, constructing, managing, marketing, branding a location that is dedicated to 4 to 12 rooms.
So this isn't dealing with the zoning issues at all. So that's on the landowner's plate. But this is in terms of creating the actual space.
Actually, we envision a scenario where we help with far more than just zoning, but also with things like getting subsidies from the European Union and other government agencies. Our assistant is not just limited to designing and constructing resorts, but it extended to much more than that. It's basically a turnkey project and post-project management support.
So do you have any projects actually underway?
Actually, yes, we do have a couple of partners that are already looking into partnering with us in Italy, Greece, and other places. But it's one of them is more progress discussions, and the rest is just initially discussed. There are a couple of tourism-related business owners that wanted to take it even farther than that and be Climax in their countries. So Climax Bulgaria, for example, they want to establish just for an for example. So it will be difficult to be able to support and build all these facilities without local representatives that knows how to support locally. So eventually we look at it as an international brand that will be able to create and design these spaces worldwide.
And what is the basic vision driving this in terms of the kinds of buildings, the kinds of designs, the kind of tourism experience?
So the idea is totally derived from being a traveler, and I've been spending my late 18s and all 20s and a big part of my 30s traveling the world. And one of the things that drove me into this thing is from personal experience. So take, for example, the Israeli Zimmer model. It's very difficult to trust a Zimmer before you visited it. You look at the pictures online, you look at the things, you don't know what to expect, you don't know how clean it's going to be, you don't know how it's going to be designed. You have very little confidence, even though some of the times you are surprised for the good, but you know it's very difficult to create a brand this way. So what we do is we standardize the rooms by making them in a prefabricated manner, totally ecological, fast to build. So basically it's rooms kits where we can design and build a resort within 6 months, including everything inside. So the furniture, the jacuzzi, leisure equipment, etc. And this way we can generate revenues for rural locations where currently making your earning is not very easy. So we see it as both a social thing, we see it as a better experience because one that wants to go to visit a place, and I don't find it you know, very experience oriented to go to a 5-star hotel where you stay in the hotel, eat in the hotel, and then it doesn't matter you took a 6-hour flight somewhere, you haven't been to the place really. The experience for the traveler is much better. For the landowner, it's an opportunity to create revenue from something that currently is creating nothing. And it's basically reinventing a niche in the tourism world.
And tell us a little bit about some of the idea and the challenges behind this concept, because it's not just helping to build these tourism areas, but it's ecological tourism. It's the materials you're working with, I guess. It's the design of the structures, how they use energy. Is that the idea behind it?
Yes. So one of the things that we are doing is we are designing rooms per climate. So every climate will create an optimal design with the green construction experts and energy efficiency experts, et cetera, et cetera. And we drive, our efforts are towards making the structures as green as possible. Even one of the aspects we are looking at is how to create ecological experiences post the construction of the actual resorts themselves. So one of the projects that we are looking at, for example, is planting a food forest around the resorts. And another thing that we're looking then about is green energy and self-sufficient resorts. But these things will take time, and we are just at the first step. We are currently designing a village in VR. We are in the process of designing a village in VR. And right now I'm looking into a few lands that we want to build on. And if everything goes well, we hope to have 3 results by the end of next year. The first design was designed by an Israeli young designer, which is an artist named Melanie Gozlan, which did a very good work. Actually, I am proposing you to go into her Instagram, and I allowed her to put some of the designs there and tell me what you think about it.